This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go, the charts for the week of August 9th to 13th, about to be in the focus here, as Michael J. Harrison joins us. I don't know what your middle, I actually don't know what your middle name is. What is
Stephen.
It? Michael? Stephen, all right. Michael S. Harrison.
That's right.
Is here. Okay, from Talkers Magazine, the charts, the items on the chart are listed at talkers.com every week, as they are on djvshow.com. This is kind of a co-production. We have the people from the DJV program in one of the hours, a two-hour program every weekend. So you will know exactly what is being discussed according to the research of Talkers, Bible of the Talk Radio Industry. I could take a half hour just to introduce you, and then we wouldn't have any time to talk about the stories and the people. So.
And I go out for a bagel.
Do you like Einstein bagels? What's your favorite bagel?
I like any kind of bagels. I even like bad. There's no such thing as a bad bagel. And there's no such thing as bad pizza.
Really?
I mean, there are better bagels than others. There are better pizzas than others. But you know, when you're stuck, they'll do.
I like to have a lot of jelly on my bagels, but they have to be gluten free. It's important. Gluten free bagel. All right. Shall we get to the list?
No. Let's change the show to Bagel Talk.
Well,
all right,
we could talk about Taco Bell defying COVID, their new restaurant. We ought to talk about that in conjunction with the number one. Whoops, I gave it away.
I don't want to make any jokes about COVID or Taco Bell.
No.
Too many people don't have a sense of humor, and too many people are suing other people. So I'm going to stay out of that.
About the guy who was in death row who's suing the government because they let the priest touch him to give him his final rights?
He's suing them?
He's suing the state.
He's on death row, and he's suing them for health reasons?
They let, because he thought it was he was offended by the priest touching him when he was on his last leg, as it were.
That's another topic I'll stay away from. Boy, you're just throwing a whole, a cow pasture full of topics, and I haven't put my shoes on yet.
All right, well, let's get to work here on the list first. And
at number 10, Jeopardy. At number 9, the California recall and local and regional politics. There's so much, so many elections and jockeying for position going on that collectively local politics has made it to number 9 this week. At number 8, immigration reform and the southern border crisis. The only place you really hear about that anymore is talk radio. And it's still very important, obviously. The Biden administration would be smart to deal with it more aggressively. At number 7, U.S.-China relations and Afghanistan turmoil. At number 6, the heat wave, wildfires and climate change. At number 5, voting legislation, race relations, police reform, and crime and violence, all lumped together at number 5. We have a bunch of topics at number 4, social media censorship, defamation lawsuits, and cybercrime. At number 3, the Cuomo resignation and the Me Too movement. At number 2, the economy, the infrastructure bill, and inflation. And number 1, as you gave it away, although it really is no surprise, COVID-19 vaccines, masks, and mandates and madness. The People Survey, we have Mike Richards and Mayim Bialik, depending upon who you talk to, at number 10. At number 9, Gavin Newsom, Ella French, and Lori Lightfoot, Chicago controversy and concern. Oof. Number 8. Yeah. Number 7, Rudy, Sidney, and Mike. At number 6, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Rand Paul. Nancy Pelosi's at 5, Andrew Cuomo and his brother Chris Cuomo at number 4. Dr. Fauci is at 3, Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott. Hey, Abbott! At number 2, and number 1 is Joe Biden, and there's the cast of characters and topics that made up the conversation on talk shows this week.
According to the research at Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison here. So I wasn't being facetious when it came to COVID. There are all kinds of stories. I mean, you look through. I went through one morning this week on the DJV program. I took all the headlines that I saw in front of me in various forms, various sources, 14 different headlines about COVID, including the largest teachers' union supporting vaccine and testing requirements, that is the National Education Association, through its president, had said before that mandates ought to be negotiated, that is, in their contract. But now, the 3 million teachers that are represented by the union as they get ready to go back to school say, no, we want everybody to get vaccinated. If the school district says you must be vaccinated and must be tested, we're all in. So that's really, there's the landscape here among unions, the auto, the big three automakers are all saying that their people have to be shot, That doesn't sound right. They have to be jabbed. Is that even better? No, they have to get their vaccine. And so that's causing a lot of controversy. Can we mandate? Well, if it's a private company, they can, right? Sure.
And it's the obligation of unions, whether you like them or not, to protect their workers, to protect their members.
Mm-hmm.
And we have overly politicized this, in my humble opinion.
In what way, Michael?
Well, too many people are dealing with this issue as a political issue for political jockeying and playing to people's fears than just another situation of public safety. In public safety, you have to sometimes bend rules that otherwise would be considered traditional constitutionality during normal times. But when you have war, for example, during the air raids, when they would put the sirens on because they're afraid there might be, you know, bombing in America, there were air raid drills. You hear the sirens, you turn your lights out at night. Now, what if somebody said, hey, the government does not have the right to tell me to turn my lights out. My home is my castle. I mean, that could have been a political argument. The draft was a political argument. Does the government have the right to draft people when an army is needed?
Does the government have a right to charge you income tax? That goes back to 1923.
But does the government have the right to exist? I mean, you know, people that don't like government, what are you going to do when there is no government? You'd wish there were a government. It's like people that don't like police until, of course, they need to call a cop. These are issues that we have to use abstract reasoning, abstract intelligence, cooperation, and an understanding of the reality of human nature to be able to run a society. You cannot live by idealistic extremes because they break down under changing conditions. You have to have ideals as a compass guide, as sort of a direction that you want to head in terms of the story arc. But you can't be so rigid as to not understand cooperation, and sometimes you got to bend a little bit for the public safety, or we'll all go down the tubes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head. Flexibility, individuality. Yes. That's what America was built upon, not some great mass understanding. Everything has to be the same. No, it's not how America works, frankly. Although we do have maybe a little bit too much diversity. Some people say, there's no such thing as too much diversity. Yeah, there is. Yep. When nobody can get together and figure anything out. You see the list this week of where people are moving, where the people are coming from that are moving to various parts of the country. Matter of fact, 3 communities in Massachusetts were noted in the top 10, and 2 up in New Hampshire as places that are most desirable and where most people are moving quickly because of the price of housing and the ease of getting mortgages, that sort of thing. But that's changed dramatically. The whole, you know, there's a big deal. This, I think, as we do this program, the New York Times has a story about the 2020 census, which is completely irrelevant because the 2020 census doesn't have any clue as to what the pandemic has caused people to do with their living habits, where they've moved to, out of the cities, suburbs, into the suburbs, and into rural America, changing the whole landscape, if you'll pardon the pun, of the country is changing rapidly, and it's causing real estate values to change rapidly, too, in many of these areas. So it's not, you know, it's not like there was a cookie-cutter situation here. I want to ask you a question, because on number 7, the people, this Mike Lindell's name is there. Somebody sent me a note this week telling me that I was a boob, basically, for continuing to do my pillow commercials. So here was my response, and I'm sure that other talk radio, because this is a big staple of talk radio advertising, they survive by selling their pillows and the things that are in their product catalog on news talk radio. Personalities tell the story, and people go to the website and buy the stuff. So I've been doing this for, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years, my pillow commercials, and Lindell has been a fixture, and recently he has lent himself to some kind of crazy theories. So some people are saying to me, why are you helping this guy? And so my response was, I wasn't helping him. I'm helping the 1,500 or 1,600 workers in the plant in Minnesota who are good American workers who are making a good American product. Do you think that was the right response, Michael?
If that's your truth, it's the right response.
If
that's how you feel, it's the right response. It's a legitimate response. I mean, it's a complicated story. It's a complicated issue. When we do business with companies that we don't agree with, it has to do with how far we're willing to compromise, as I was talking before, to look at things with an abstract intelligence versus our principles. I mean, you know, boycotting is a statement of free speech.
Right.
So, but
shutting the guy down isn't. And all those people would be out of work if you shut them down, which is...
Yeah, I think we have to take a break, Doug.
We do. It's 17 past the hour.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. August is National Black Business Month, a time to recognize, support, and celebrate black-owned businesses across the country. Bank of America's Summer 2021 Black Business Owner Spotlight found that more than 8 in 10 black entrepreneurs expect increased revenue in the year ahead, up from 5 in 10 this past fall. In addition, 94% of black business owners are committed to advocating for social change through their business. Here's A.J. Barkley, Bank of America Neighborhood Lending Executive.
Black small business owners are feeling optimistic about the year ahead while maintaining a focus on social change. When asked, 85% of black entrepreneurs say social justice issues have impacted their approach to running their business. At Bank of America, we are committed to steering the path forward from past injustices by investing directly in black communities and working with black business owners to ensure they have the tools, resources, and guidance they need to grow and succeed.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 8/21.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Thank you. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to be with my friend Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, sort of a club of listeners that like knowing what's going on in this fascinating world, the world of news talk. It's fun. It can be entertaining. Can be fulfilling. After all, isn't that why we're on the air, Michael? We're here to have fun, aren't we?
We have nothing else to do. I mean, we don't have any other skills. We're useless.
Yeah, right. We could be. It's a living, right? How many people would
tell
you?
It's a meager living that we do to serve the public.
Yes. Isn't it nice to be a public servant?
Actually, this career has brought both of us many opportunities, a colorful front row seat on the passing parade of history.
Yeah.
Think about all the interesting scoundrels. I mean, people you've met.
I know. Both radio people and people people who came to the radio. I think most gloriously, if you'll pardon the pun, of Gloria Allred in Houston walking around outside when Gordon Liddy was going to get the Freedom of Speech Award. And the news camera's there. And I, because Gene Burns, who was the president of our association at the time, was ill. I was the vice president, so I had to do all the FaceTime stuff. And you did, too. It was just hysterical. I didn't think
that
it was
whole thing is on C-SPAN. If you go to the C-SPAN website, that stuff is all there.
Yeah,
the history of all that stuff is there. Yeah, because C-SPAN covered all of it, and they have on their website everything they've ever done. Yeah. So I sometimes go to C-SPAN when I want to really become ill.
Some of the old stuff of me on C-SPAN is that I have a YouTube channel, Doug Steffen's YouTube channel, and you probably do too, with all of that old footage. The old stuff of being on C-SPAN, and I think I was on with you. I think the first time I was ever on C-SPAN was with you.
You and I were on Journalists Roundtable with Brian Lamb.
That was it. Yeah, yeah. And here, there was a guy.
We looked like,
what a visionary.
We looked pretty young.
We did. Well, we were, actually. It was, what, 25 years ago or something?
It's a little more than 25 years ago.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So let's talk about what is going on with, do we need to spend time on COVID, really? Isn't it so clear what's happening? Do we really need to talk? And I say this in all earnestness because it's coming out of my ears this stuff, and I don't know where it's going. I don't know how it's better if we say more or less the same thing. It's kind of like the Daily Delta dump. You know, that's what it's become. That's what I call it on the DJV program, the Daily Delta data dump. That's what it is. It's all the stuff from these companies. And what the bottom line is that nobody really knows what is good for you and what isn't. They can't prove it. Whether, you know, all this stuff now, the CDC says, don't get the third shot unless we know about it. Why? What do you have to know about it for? Why does the government have to know that I'm getting a third shot? Do you, am I missing something here? Or is it just the government trying to be in charge or in control of everything? Which, they're too much in my... I don't need them to know that I have a shot. I know that I've had a shot. So why does the government have to know?
Well, maybe the government is trying to keep track of the efficacy of the vaccines, what works, what doesn't work, what the trends are, where we're heading. There are reasons for the sharing of that type of information during a national, international crisis where people are dying. I mean, I think there's a certain truth that we should be concerned about our privacy and our independence. But I also think that to shut down on any kind of government involvement or protection when it comes to health, especially with something like
what's
this, which
happen?
Is largely unknown, I think that that's extreme. I think the answers lie somewhere in the middle.
Really?
Irrational.
So I'm being irresponsible? Am I being irresponsible?
Well, I'll tell you on the other side of the break.
Back after these words, 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Afghanistan Provisional Government has failed. At least three people were killed Monday at the Kabul airport amid Taliban takeover in the city. The Taliban overran the capital city of Kabul over the weekend as President Biden stayed on vacation. The Taliban are now the 35th largest air force in the world, thanks to U.S. assets left behind. Former ambassador to Afghanistan Ryan Crocker on Bloomberg TV last week says the Afghan government will not survive.
It is beyond disingenuous for the president to say now we've made all these inputs and that's up to them to fight for their own country when he embraced the process and he owns it lock, stock, and barrel, guaranteeing that the government would probably not survive.
The Taliban captured Bagram Air Base on Sunday and released thousands of prisoners, including many senior Al-Qaeda operatives. The death toll from Haiti's 7.2 magnitude earthquake climbed to nearly 1,300 people on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As President Biden's open border policy at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to allow an estimated 1 million illegal immigrants into the United States, many infected with the coronavirus, Border Patrol agents are now being shot at. Former ICE Director Tom Homan on Fox News says the threats at the border will continue.
No, it actually happens more than we realize. And I actually patrolled that area back in 84 to 88. The Otay Mountain area. I was a border patrol in that same area, so I'm very familiar with the area. I was actually involved in the shooting way back then, right in that general area near Tecate. But that area is known for high trafficking. It's high human trafficking, high alien smuggling, and high drug smuggling. And what's happening right now, the cartels know that the border patrol is overwhelmed. They know backup is miles away because half the border patrol is processing family units and children. And they're smuggling a lot of drugs in the United States right now because they don't have to Border Patrol's off the line. That's why we have over 90,000 fentanyl overdoses already this year. So they've been emboldened, and they're making a lot of money, and they're willing to take the risk and take on law enforcement because of the money they're making. But I'll say this, they're cowards because they more likely shoot from Mexico where they're protected by corrupt, you know, law enforcement, corrupt military, rather than shooting, staying in the United States because they'll be prosecuted to the fullest extent of law in this country. It's unfortunate, and I think it's going to happen more as they've been emboldened and they're moving more drugs. There's more incidents like this will occur.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Coast to coast. 34 at the hour now on our weekend in review of the hot stories, the big news, talk items, the people that are on the list. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We do this every week at this time. Review, sometimes more specifically some of the stories. Sometimes it's more of a generic discussion about talk radio, news talk radio, that sort of thing. And we were sort of getting to the Daily Delta data dump. Yeah. In the DJV program,
and you were making the proposition that there's nothing left to say about COVID-19.
There isn't really. What's new? It's the same sort of thing.
People getting sick and people dying, I think, is new.
Well, that's not new. They've been doing that for almost 2 years.
People that die, it's new. I mean, people are dying who have never died before.
How does that help people in their lives? If somebody's dying, how can us talking about it more help them?
If we provide information, if we provide comfort, and if we provide a release for people to express their frustrations, I think it's important. It's the number one story on a countdown show, so it's hard for me to say it's not important.
No, I'm not saying it's not important. I've just run out of things to say that are new.
And bring in somebody
fresh.
New.
Phil McGeehan is the person in control. He's in the control room as we produce this program. Yeah, maybe We can put him on, or we'll find somebody from K-pop.
I think you're Korean suffering from DJ burnout.
I am?
Yeah, there used to be a thing in music radio, the first people to think that the records were boring were the DJs because they were listening to them 2-3 times a day or 2-3 times a show.
So I'm not thinking about my audience.
Well, that's right. The thing. It's your egocentric, you know, narcissistic nature. But that's okay.
Excuse me. Thank you.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But seriously, you know, you want to talk shop? Yeah. It's DJ burnout. This is the most topic. This is the most important topic of our times.
Yes.
And it's easy when you do this for a living, as you say, to get tired of it. But the fact of the matter is, we would be done.
I want to bring something new and uplifting, and I want to give people new information about new stuff, and they really.
And you should have tried out for hosting Jeopardy. I mean, you know,
I do a better job than either of those two characters, I'll tell you that. Mike Richards, please. Alex Trebek rolling around in his grave. They're ruining that program. That's number 10 this week. I was surprised that you found that to be so much a focus of people's attention.
It's a major American icon. It's a major American cultural issue. Jeopardy is such an important story. It's such an important element. First of all, it's a symbol of over-the-air television. Yeah. You know, Jeopardy is a symbol of one of the few things in American life that brings people together, people from all different walks of life, all different political ideologies, not to mention it is family entertainment, that families can watch it together, and it strives to be intelligent as opposed to, you know, playing to a dumbed-down audience. I think Jeopardy is important, and I think I'm glad, actually, that it legitimately came in the top 10 as a topic being talked about on News Talk Radio this week, and it was. I mean, this is not something that we decide to do, you know, out of the blue. People are talking. Did you talk about it on the DJV show?
Yes. And okay. Enjoyed the conversation that we had about it, comparing all of the hosts, because there have been dozens of them since Alex Trebek passed away. My favorite, I would like to see a woman host Jeopardy, as a matter of fact. And
there were a bunch of them.
From the Today show, I thought, did a good job. She's pretty professional, and she's
Savannah?
No. Why did I? It's out of my mind. And
Katie Couric?
Yeah, Katie, yeah. Katie Couric.
The other one, another woman. There was another woman. I forgot her name, but she's a very big TV star.
Yeah. So that'd be something different to change it all up. We seem to be all so fascinated, so compelled to put women into places where men have been before. It's time for a change. You look at, you know, that you really are getting me to think, and that's really what the best part is of hosting and of listening to a good talk radio program. Stimulating the host and the listeners together is an important thing to do. So I'm reminded of Lori Lightfoot, who's number 8 this week on the People list because of the circumstances in Chicago where she is mayor. There was a shooting. She went to, I think, to the funeral. The woman was in the hospital that got shot, and she went to see her, and the police who were guarding her turned their backs on her because she's done such a horrible... And most of these were black police officers, too, by the way. She's a black mayor. Most of the officers who turned their backs on her were black.
And well, it goes to show that the black population is not a monolith.
No,
that,
certainly.
There's as much diversity of opinion among blacks as exists among people of all major groups in this country, and certainly the African-American population is a major segment of the population.
Let's just think about that for a second as it applies to talk radio. I can think of a couple. There's a fellow who I love, and I never can remember his name, who's on in Baltimore that you have at the conventions from time to time, been coming for years and years.
Larry Young.
Larry. Yep.
And
yep.
He's been at every convention.
Yep. Fabulous guy. And he's just, he's so unassuming. So I was thinking about him and the league into which he fits. And then I was thinking about Larry Elder, who's another black American talk host, who is now running for governor of California. Can you imagine the two of them on a stage at a talkers convention together? How do you think that would?
I think they would. They would have a major debate.
Yes,
they would have a major debate as to everything having to do with the political position of African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
One says one thing, and the other says the other.
Yeah.
And both views are, depending upon the angle you want to take, valid and legitimate. I understand the view of conservative black Americans, but I also understand the view of the liberal ones. And I'm using liberal and conservative as a broad strokes definition. Neither really is a good definition, but it gives you at least an idea of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, there are people who say, oh, Larry Elder's not a real African-American. He's a conservative. You can't be a real African-American and be a conservative. It's just assumed.
Right.
If you're an African-American, you're a Democrat and a liberal. Well, that's not true.
No, not at all. There are a lot of, especially if you go into certain southern states, there's a whole, you know, and that's the other thing about voting. One of the items that continues, see, now you've stimulated me to thinking about what we are saying on the program that I'm involved in about these issues. Number five this week is continuing focus on the voter legislation initiatives in various states.
Correct.
And what to do about getting people, the most people, to the polls. And whether
some of that legislation is designed not to get most people to the polls.
So
it's designed to prevent many people from getting to the polls.
Who said so?
Democrats.
Exactly. Because they want more people to get to the polls to vote for them. So they'll turn it around. What's more American than voting? And what's more American than proving that you are who you say you are in order to have a legitimate vote? Why is that? So that's really at the crux of all of this. They can shade it, they can color it, they can give you a bunch of BS about it keeping people from voting, especially black people, and that's complete nonsense. That's like saying, I'd be insulted if I were a black person and somebody said to me, you should be able to go vote and not have to prove who you are because it's hard for you to get a driver's license. Really? That's it? Hard to get a driver's license. I'll tell you what it's hard to get if you're black. That's money from the government to buy a farm. Did you know, and this is another thing, I'm off on a little bit of a toot from the American Family Farmer Show, of which you were the inspiration, by the way.
Biggest mistake that, I ever made. I've unleashed all kinds of turmoil upon.
Well, the whole business about blacks having been given after, do you know this story? The Civil War, at the end of the Civil War, the government said, okay, the blacks get X amount of land, and you get this piece and that piece and another piece, and yeah, yeah. Never gave them a deed. They can't prove, as it's gone from generation to generation to generation to generation, they can't prove that they own the land because there was never a deed given to them by the government. So now the government won't loan them money to keep them on the land to keep producing produce. And it's like you go around in a circle. You know what I'm saying? The government is saying, you can't prove you own the land, so how can we give you money on something that you don't really can't really prove you own? It's a real conundrum, because there are a lot of blacks who have a lot of land who now don't have any money to farm the land, and they can't borrow any money because the banks say the same thing the government does. But you can't prove you own the land. Can you imagine being a black person having land that was yours, and you can't prove it? I would be apoplectic if it were me. And so that's the kind of stuff, you know, that's what's really important, not whether you can go get a driver's license or not. Anyway, it's 44 FDR. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow Buffalo six-piece towel set, usually $109.99 for just $39.99 using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all smart beds are on sale. To save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-908-1616 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616, 1-800-908-1616.
All right, so one of the things I'd like to focus on with Michael is his interview that he does every week, the MH interview, Michael Harrison interview, MHinterview.com. You can find it also at talkers.com. Who's on the dais this week?
We have Dr. Dahlia Wax, who's one of the leading physicians on talk radio. She's nationally syndicated, and she's a real nonpartisan fountain of truth and insight, and she looks over the horizon about health. And, of course, COVID is – we take a deep dive into COVID. It's an important show, and I'm proud of it, mhinterview.com.
She's a very interesting character.
Oh, yeah.
She's full of life. She's got lots of energy. She's everywhere when we have our get-togethers. She's giving a run over. Hey, it's a big hug, Doug. How are you doing? What's going on? Big smile. Yeah. She's a big personality. She's on in Las Vegas, right?
She's out of Las Vegas. She's on across the country, and she should be a much bigger name and star than she is. Who knows why not? But the fact is, I'm proud to have her in our stable of go-to people, and she's this week's subject in the Michael Harrison interview at mhinterview.com. It's really a good half hour of conversation about COVID, and to answer some of the questions you said before, like what's left to talk about, there's plenty. And we
got it. All right, there it is, the mhinterview.com. It's 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Now,
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time now for us, you and me, to check the top items from the world of technology. It's Tech Talk time here. Victoria Keelan is off for a couple of days, so it's up to me to go through the top five. Let's see how I can do with all this responsibility on my shoulders. Let's see how I do. Number five this week, Yelp added a couple of features that allow businesses to show customers their corona vaccine requirements. Users be able to see whether proof of vaccination is required to visit a participating business or if the business staff is fully vaccinated. Businesses be able to activate the features via their Yelp for Business account. Company says it'll proactively monitor businesses' Yelp pages to help protect them from backlash after displaying their vaccine policies. Yelp says that since January, they've placed more than 100 unusual activity alerts on pages in response to businesses gaining attention for their virus health and safety practices, including those companies that require vaccines. Get a lot of that going on now, right? They've removed 4,500 reviews that have violated the company's content policies. Big picture on this, as the Delta continues to spread, more corporations and more local governments are putting policies in place to protect employees and customers. So that's something, if you want to check out the business to find out whether they're requiring vaccines, and you check out Yelp. I guess that's how that works. Number four on our list of the top five items this week from the world of technology, Ford's F-150 hit by the global semiconductor shortage, and now the Mustang Mach-E electric vehicle seeing serious delays as well, 6 weeks or more. So if you were supposed to get your vehicle between July and October, forget about it. I guess that's pretty much the bottom line. Ford held back some 4,500 cars, actually back in March, because of quality problems, and now they're holding them back because they can't get the chips. Those of you who've seen the Mach-E, it's not a Mark. The Mark is a Lincoln, but the Mach is a Mustang. I've seen them, and I don't like them. I think they're ugly. They don't look like a Mustang at all. But they seem to be popular.
Yeah, they're kind of awkward looking.
Yeah, they don't look like a Mustang. They don't even look like a Ford. Oh, weird. Okay, number three, Amazon is going to pay you up to $1,000 in damages if you buy defective products from this. I think this is the big story of the week, frankly. They're finally admitting that, and finally is appropriate here because they've been getting complaints for Jay. Do you ever buy stuff on Amazon that's junk and try to send it back, whether they make it or whether they sell it for somebody else?
Yeah, I have before. Or you get something that is just completely the wrong item. Like you ordered a dish towel and you get a stapler.
That sounds like love. Anyway, this is going to apply to all products sold on Amazon.com, regardless of who sells them. So if you wanted to, if you had a problem in the past, you had to file a claim, you had to go to the seller, and then there's all kinds of other stuff. So Amazon customer service realizes that this is better for them all the way around, and that's why they're doing it. Not because it's better for you, but because it's better for them. But at any rate, if you are one of those people, I buy maybe a book or two a year from Amazon, and that's about it. Once in a while I buy something, not anything serious, because I like to go to the store. I want to help the store that's selling things. I guess that maybe is an age thing as much as anything else. You think that's it, Jay? That older people go to the store and are loyal and younger people just buy online?
No, I think maybe once upon a time it was going in that direction. But I know a lot of people my age and younger that would prefer to actually go to stores, and especially they like to make it a point to go to like mom and pop shops.
Yeah, good. All right, number two on the tech list this week. Majority of doctors say the pandemic forced their organization to make tech upgrades that normally would have taken years. Healthcare has typically moved at a cautious pace when it comes to upgrading their technology. This COVID thing has changed a lot. Mostly the kind of things that the telehealth stuff. Biggest changes. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's associated with the DJV program, said that his use has gone up 42 or 43%, he reckons, people wanting to talk to him, so they do the Zoom thing, the telehealth thing. So that's what that's all about. Number one on Tech Talk this week is the Delta data problem. We become more reliant on data coming from other countries, from other drug companies about the vaccine's effectiveness. Officials here in our country growing frustrated with the lack of internal visibility into data being collected by the government, particularly as they try to deal with the spread of Delta. There's nothing surprising about that. Too much government, they're clumsy, falling all over themselves. All right, that's it. 59 past the hour.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.